This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 20th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Eureka Springs, the Victorian Mountain Village, featuring various shops, galleries, tours, clubs, spas, and massage. Outdoor activities include horseback riding, canoeing, hiking, and more. Information regarding activities and attractions, plus a vacation planner, events calendar, and newsletter registration available on the web at eurekasprings.org.
RLT and the Second Stage Diversity Unites series presents Why Torture is Wrong and the People Who Love Them, running April 27th through the 29th. Political humor gets turned upside down with this provocative satire about America's growing homeland insecurity. 631-8988 or rogerslittletheater.org for tickets or more information.
Ahead on the program, Northwest Arkansas has a new tourism brand, and backers hope that more people explore the region and bring some money with them. Plus, Bicycle Days and Bicycle Month are approaching.
First, this checklist of other items. The Tyson Family Foundation and the Tyson Foods Foundation are giving $250,000 to endow a new lecture series on the University of Arkansas campus. The gift to the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences will be directed to the just-established Dale and Betty Bumpers Lecture Series. That program launched just this past weekend with former President Bill Clinton as the inaugural speaker. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman is endorsing the presumptive Republican nominee for president, Mitt Romney. He says some Arkansas Republicans might have preferred a candidate that is more conservative, but the senator says he's confident the former Massachusetts governor will carry Arkansas.
I'm very supportive of Governor Romney and think that he will be a good candidate. And I think that's the direction that, you know, that we've moved. And I think that with a lot of hard work, we have a good chance of unseating President Obama.
An iconic Arkansas musician has died. Levon Helm was known for his time with the band The Hawks, a band that played many shows in Northwest Arkansas in the 1960s and later developed into The Band. Helm was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with other members of the band in 1994. Ron Breeding has more on the drummer.
Helm was born in Marvel, Arkansas, just outside of Helena, and raised in Turkey Scratch, an even smaller community nearby. After high school, Helm joined the popular bar band known as Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. The two Arkansans ended up in Toronto, where they recruited a lineup of talented Canadians that eventually ended up backing Bob Dylan, then morphed into The Band. As the only American in the group, Helm gave the band its rootsy authenticity. He drummed and sang on songs like Ophelia, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, and The Wait. In recent years, Helm has hosted intimate concerts at a barn in Woodstock, New York, evenings he calls Midnight Rambles. PBS was there for one of the last such events on February 4th. Helm's voice, weak and raspy, he gave his all during the two-hour performance, then sat down for an interview afterwards.
How is your health?
My health right now seems to be pretty good. I'm not the poster boy for good health, but I'm not doing too bad. I've still got the energy to make music, so long as I can do that, I'm great.
Levon Helm is also remembered as an actor in movies such as Coal Miner's Daughter and the Arkansas-filmed End of the Line. He died Thursday afternoon in New York City's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. I'm Ron Breeding.
The Arkansas Public Veterinarian's Office says more than 60 wild animals in the state have tested positive for rabies so far this year. For the first time in 2 years, a dog has now tested positive. State Public Veterinarian Dr. Susan Weinstein says the dog became infected after a fight with a rabid skunk in Yale County. She says this is a reminder that pets should be vaccinated against the disease.
Within Arkansas, my sense is that if it's a dog or cat that lives in the house, that sleeps in our bed, that's a member of our family, we do an excellent job with those pets. Unfortunately, we do a terrible job with our yard dogs and our barn cats. we don't take them to the veterinarian for normal preventive care.
Four students in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas are the new champions of the Intermodal Association of North America Logistics and Supply Chain Management Undergraduate Case Competition. That event was held in Jacksonville, Florida, and included teams from the University of Maryland, Michigan State, Auburn, and other schools.
The University of Arkansas women's tennis team will continue to play in the SEC tournament after defeating LSU yesterday. The Razorbacks now face Alabama in a quarterfinals match. The men's tennis team lost its first-round SEC tournament match with Mississippi yesterday.
The Arkansas gymnastics team begins participation in the NCAA championship meet tonight in Duluth, Georgia. 12 teams will compete today and tonight, then 6 will advance to tomorrow's national championship final round. The Razorback baseball team, ranked 17th in the country, will open a 3-game series at Mississippi tonight at 6:30. Arkansas goes into the second half of the SEC season with a 27-10 record overall, 8-7 in the conference. The Razorbacks are second place in the SEC West, 3 games behind LSU. And the SEC Women's Golf Tournament begins today at the Blessings Golf Course in Johnson. I said the golf course was in Fayetteville yesterday. I stand corrected.
Oh.
It's in Johnson. That event will continue through Sunday.